The Gemara says on Daphne and Alphan Bay is a Gvadik Achidish from Avu the Shmuel that Eishis Yisrael Shenensa is a Surah Labaila. And Eishis Yisrael, who is Nenas, is a Surah Labaila. Why? Chashin and Shemet Chilas Abinus is Hefe Baratzen. Rechashish, that even though it started off as an Inus, maybe it ended off Baratzen, maybe then she had Ratzen for the Maisa, and therefore she would be a Surah Labaila. The Pnei Shua says over here that if this, it could be Mazber Peldek Targum Yenison. The Targum Yenison in Parshas Kisetze on the Pasuk of Inus on the pasuk of this is in Perchav Beis pasuk Chavav. It says Lenar Lasasa Davar in Lenar Chet Mavis Ki Kasher Yochem Mishal Reil Tzachin Nefesh Kena Davar Azas. So the pasuk says that if a Naira is Nansa Namurasa was Nanas, you don't do anything to her. She doesn't have a Chet Mavis. She didn't do anything wrong. You don't kill her because she was forced into it. So the pasuk says she's Patur Misa. There's no Isurim here at all. But the Targum Yenison says a Peldek Azach. He says like this: Limta Lasavda Midam. Bish leis lemta din katol, elein gava yaftena mine begita. And the Targum Yenison says, you don't do anything to the naira, she doesn't get killed. The only thing that you do is that her husband has to divorce her. So Peldek Azach, if she's an anusa and she didn't do anything wrong, why does her husband have to divorce her? She's a Eishes Yisrael, Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is Mutaras Labaila. Why would the Targum Yenison say that the husband has to divorce her? It's a Zok de Pnei Yeshua, that maybe the Targum Yenison is going according to Avu de Shmuel, that Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is a Sur Labaila, because we're afraid that it was Seifer Baratzen, and for that reason, even though she's not going to get Misa, because we see that she was Nanas, but Lagabi the Issa Labaila, we have to be Cheshish that it was Nam Baratzen, and therefore he's Mechuyev to pater her with a get, and he has to be Meitzer Beget, so this would be a smach to the Shita of Avud Shmuel. Then the Pnei Yeshua goes on to say that from here you could be Peshit another Shaila to Shanim have. There's a Machalikis to Shanim whether the Din of Avud Shmuel is a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabalan. Tosis over here learns that Lefi Avud Shmuel she is a Surim and Atayr, it's a Din Daraisa, but the Ridvan, Tosirash, other Shanim argue, and they say that she's only a Surim and Darabalan. So Zak the Pnei Yeshua from the fact that the Targum Yenison puts us into the Pasuk, he's saying that the Pasuk is saying that yes, the Pater Beget, that would be a riot that he held that this is a Din Daraisa, like Tosis, not like the other Ishanim, because he's touching it into the Pasuk, but the Pasuk is saying that there's a Chiv to be Meitzer Beget because she's Nesaras Labaila, so that would be a riot from the Targum Yenison to Shita Sartaisis. And Lulei Dvarav, I would say that maybe there would not be a riot from here because it's a Duwa, the Targum Yenison very often does bring dinim that are clearly dinim darbanim, and he puts it into the Pesukim for whatever reason. He's not saying that this is the din of the Torah, but he's being mefarish the Pesukim, alpi the din darbanim, or he's just making an asmach to Ba'alma. But many, many times he brings dinim that are clearly dinim darbanim in Pesukim, and Lufi that Lachar would not be a riot that he holds like the Rishonim that it is Daraisa, even if it's Midarbanim, and that's how he's touching the Pasuk. And I found in the Pirush Nar Yenison on the Targum Yenison, he says this as well, that there would not be a riot from here, from the Targum Yenison, that it's a din Daraisa, because his derech is to bring dinim darbanim into the Pesukim, but al kapanim, that much you see Lachar that he's going Lafi Avud Shmuel, that Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is a Sur Labaila because of this Chashash Shema, it's Seifa Baratzen.